This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's resolve to become a developed nation by 2047 is a focal point of global discussions driven by transformative changes in infrastructure. Mr. Modi was speaking at Durgapur in West Bengal yesterday after laying the foundation stone, inaugurating and dedicating to the nation development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees, marking a significant step towards strengthening the region's infrastructure and economic growth. The Prime Minister stated that the global discourse today revolves around India's resolve to become a developed nation.
भारत की फैक्ट्रियां हो या हमारे खेत खलियान, हर जगह एक ही निश्चय के साथ काम हो रहा है, हमें 2047 तक भारत को विकसित बनाना है। हमारा रास्ता है विकास से सशक्तिकरण, रोजगार से आत्मनिर्भरता और संवेदनशीलता से सुशासन। इन्हीं मूल्यों पर चलते हुए हम पश्चिम बंगाल को भारत की विकास यात्रा का मजबूत इंजन बना करके रहेंगे।
The US ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barrack, today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, the Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's long-time ruler, Bashar al-Assad. The announcement of truce came as renewed clashes continued between Druze groups and Bedouin clans in Syria's southern Shreda province, which has killed more than 300 people and left thousands of people displaced in the region. The United States has formally rejected a set of amendments adopted by the World Health Organization, WHO, aimed at strengthening global pandemic preparedness. The amendments, approved by consensus last year, sought to improve international coordination following the chaotic response to COVID-19. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a law to create a regulatory regime for U.S. dollar-pegged cryptocurrencies known as stablecoins. The bill, dubbed as the Genius Act, passed the House with strong bipartisan support, 308 to 122, receiving support from nearly half the Democratic members and most Republicans. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the country's first indigenous semiconductor chip would be rolled out this year. Speaking at the 85th Foundation Day celebrations of Keshav Memorial Educational Society in Hyderabad yesterday, the minister said that India is going to become one of the most important semiconductor nations in the world.
Today, some of the most complex chips are designed here in Hyderabad, in Bengaluru, in Pune, in Gurgaon, in Noida, in Chennai, and now we are starting the manufacturing of semiconductor chips. We have already approved 6 semiconductor plants. Their construction is going on, and we'll have the first Made in India chip in this year, 2025.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to freedom fighter Mangal Pandey on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded Mangal Pandey as the country's leading warrior who challenged the British rule. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also joined in paying homage to Pandey on social media, calling him an inspiration for patriotism. Union Minister J.P. Nadda saluted Pandey's sacrifice and said that his legacy will continue to motivate future generations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala till tomorrow. An orange alert has also been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka today. IMD also said that isolated heavy rainfall is likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Haryana till the 24th of this month. And on to sports now. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with England in the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London this afternoon. The fixture will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue are currently leading the three-match series 1-0 after defeating host England by 4 wickets in the first ODI in Southampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.